This review is brought to you by Five Nights in Vegas, a new romance by Elizabeth Stokes. It's about meeting, getting married, and falling in love, in that order. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Mr. Gray will see you now.
He was really smart, very intense. To what do you owe your success?
I've always been good at people. I have a natural instinct for what makes a person tick.
So you're a control freak?
I exercise control in all things.
It must be really boring.
My tastes are very singular. You wouldn't understand.
Enlighten me then.
Okay, here's the deal. Bored housewives can swoon and sigh with relief. 50 Shades of Grey has now made it to the big screen, and the best thing I can say for it is I didn't hate it. Sure, it's a painfully obvious piece of Twilight fanfiction that swaps kinky BDSM sex with vampirism, but at least it's happening between two consenting adults of approximately the same age. Although it does get BDSM kink and fetish totally wrong, but that's not really the point, is it? 50 Shades of Grey tells the story of a mousy college girl who falls for a 27-year-old billionaire who has an extreme desire to be a dominant in the bedroom. He introduces her to the BDSM lifestyle, and she tries to reconcile their steamy and possibly abusive relationship with his deep pockets and rock-hard abs. Taken as a piece of escapist fiction, which is nothing more than it's meant to be, it's entirely passable. It's not well written, nor is it a decent romance, but Dakota Johnson is compelling enough in the role of Anastasia to keep the story going, even if Jamie Dornan is a dull, lifeless fish on screen. 50 Shades of Grey gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.